In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we take a look at pork and beef exports to Mexico, which have posted very strong results in early 2014. A group of Indiana soybean producers recently returned from an examination of the Mexican pork market. Tom Griffiths of Kendallville, Indiana, who represents the Indiana Soybean Alliance on the USMEF Board of Directors, sees excellent potential for further growth.
I look at Mexico as a farmer would look at a field. We have 36% of the market share down there, and the United States makes up 90% of the Mexican pork import. They're our number one importer, yet if you look at how much the Mexican people consume compared to Canada, China, Hong Kong, Japan, Russia, the European Union, and us, it's minute. And if you can just get Mexico to come up a little bit, the amount of pork over and above what's already going down there will be phenomenal.
Beef exports to Mexico are also off to a great start in 2014, with export value through February up 40%. But USMEF Regional Director Chad Russell cautions that these results may be difficult to maintain.
I don't know if that's sustainable over the course of the whole 2014. I think that the price point and the high prices of beef will still create challenges on the behalf of the normal Mexican consumer being able to afford those cuts. The thing is the market in Mexico is very short of beef because the Mexican beef production is down. They suffered the severe drought that affected Texas and southwest of the United States, and perhaps even more so in Mexico. And they also exported very large numbers of feeder cattle to the States. So if our prices of U.S. beef were of historical levels, there would be a great opportunity to ship more product down there. But the problem is our prices are not at that level at this point.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.